This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Back Row and Chill with Johanna James on FUBAR Radio.
Happy Friday, everybody. You're listening to FUBAR Radio. It is Back Row and Chill. I'm Johanna James. We have got a really fun, jam-packed next hour, so stay tuned before you get out of work. Please listen. Thank you very much. I'm joined today. We've got a full studio of co-hosts today. I'm so happy, guys. We've got Comic Consultant in the studio. Do you guys want to say hi?
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. And let's go around the circle. Let's have circle time. Who are we?
Hey, it's Michael Adji, Comic Consultant on the mic.
It's none other than Yao Buzia, one third of Comic Consultant.
And Shia Delor.
The other third.
Yeah, the other third.
Today, can I be an honorary member?
Oh, yeah, you could be the League of Consultants.
Yes.
Join us.
Of course.
Yes, it's like a merge movie. Okay, great. Right, so yeah, well, the first time on the show for you guys, so I'm going to like roll you guys through. We've had a little intro. I play songs that I find in the week that my favourite, either trailer songs or songs from movies or whatever, but we've got a slight sidestep this week because it is the World Cup, right?
Okay.
Do you guys watch it?
I do.
Bits and bobs.
Did you watch England?
Do you watch the England penalties?
Yes, I did.
That was intense. Oh my gosh.
I'm not like a huge football fan, but I understand World Cup and I understand penalties because it's really easy. It's like if you lose this game, you go home. So I get that. I don't understand league tables and stuff.
We even had a team meeting at that time, but because the football was on, we delayed the team meeting.
Yeah, you have to delay that.
You got to delay the team meeting for the team. Like the team is playing. Come on.
Football rules the world. That was intense, definitely.
Honestly, I was watching it. I was watching it on a big projector at home. And then we also realised that if someone turned off the projector, we would all just be screaming at a wall. We were just shouting and screaming at this wall that had a big projection
of
the game on.
That's life sometimes. You have to be screaming at walls.
It was great. And it was good to have a scream, you know, because sometimes you can spend like maybe a whole week without raising your voice above this level.
It was weird for me because I've never felt that intense unless it's boxing or athletics. And just watching it, I was like, oh my gosh, come on. Yes, come on.
It was like a movie. And then the goal, and I was literally like, I mean, it's being a performer is one thing, but like a sports performer, I guess, is like another level.
Yeah.
And apparently 24 million people in England tuned in to watch that.
Oh, wow.
There's only like 64 million of us in the country. I'm not going to put the mouth, so that's a big chunk of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're like missing from the world at that point.
The rest were probably at work.
That's probably at work.
Facts.
My friend was watching from the States, so I thought she was watching the match. I just saw on her Insta story watching the match. I went, you don't really like football.
I mean, I don't care. Yeah. But it's the World Cup. Also, that was historic.
She doesn't support England,
no,
so.
But it's the World Cup. The world is in a cup. It's the World
it's
Cup.
It's the World Cup, guys. It's coming home. But I actually am fed up of the It's Coming Home song because I've heard it way too many times. So I've decided to go for my favourite World Cup song, the Coca-Cola one.
Okay.
We're going to kick off the show with this, guys.
Okay.
Back Row and Chill.
Feel them unified.
lifting as we lose our inhibition. Celebration, it surrounds us. Every nation, all around us.
Sing forever young, singing songs underneath the sun. Let's rejoice in the beautiful game. And together at the end of the day, we all sing. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back.
Johanna James on FUBAR Radio.
You're listening to Back Row and Chill, and I've been joined today by the Comic Consultants, absolute squad goals here. This is awesome.
It's what we tried to do.
It's what you tried to do. It's what you achieve. Right, so we're gonna start off the show with a bit of entertainment news. What is going on in the world of entertainment, I guess. Cool. There we go. Some interesting stuff in the news. I saw when I went on like the news page, the two prominent things that like came up, and really you couldn't have like polar apart articles. Really, the first one was about Stormzy, because he's launching this thing called Murky Books. Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard of it?
Yeah, with Penguin. Yeah.
With Penguin, yeah. Which is brilliant. I didn't even know Penguin's books were still going. Really, I thought everything would be digital now. Didn't even know, but I used to like read Penguin books when I was a kid. So it was a really cool initiative. So he wants to basically encourage loads of people to become writers, poets, and put down stuff. And he's giving like young people an access. So there's going to be competitions, like Stormzy competitions in schools and stuff. Really cool. So there's a guy who's being, I think, like a really good role model. And you don't necessarily have to put your time to that stuff, but yeah, it's obviously what's on his heart. And then on the opposite side of the thing, it was Chris Brown gets arrested again.
Oh my
and
God.
I was like, wow, you got these two people in, you know, young guys.
Polar opposite.
Like, who in the spotlight for these young kids. And
what did he get arrested for?
They wouldn't say. It said that after he got arrested straight off after his gig, so he got off stage and got arrested, and apparently it was for like a
probation violation.
It was like a warrant, an overstanding warrant or something, but they won't say what it's for. So, come on, Chris. Yeah. You know, I mean, I didn't like you, and then I actually liked you with the Freaky Friday. I had to admit, I was like, shit, he made me laugh. He did make me laugh. He's got banter. Oh, crap.
No, there's just so many things like that that happen, and then it turns out that it's actually not the artist's fault.
It could be something small, yeah. It's unfortunate, but, I mean, his last few years haven't been great, so... But the Stormzy thing, I did like that. I think that's a great shout.
I'm really excited. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm a bit of a poet, you know.
Oh, okay, Casanova.
Can you just explain this? Because when you came in, you called him Casanova, and why?
Because he is the sweetest sweet boy you're ever going to meet in your
really?
Life.
Really?
Wears do-rags on Fridays. That's what he does. Do-rags on Fridays.
Do I look the right attack? Come on. Really?
You keep smiling.
He's got lyrics
you keep
for
smiling,
days.
Sweet boy.
Shy, really? I've got lyrics for days.
No, really? You are a poet.
Yao has got bars. Listen to his voice. The voice of Barry White.
I'm going to rebuke that. I'm not. I'm not co-signing that one.
What do you mean? Look at this.
You could definitely do audiobooks or something.
I would mind. I would
like
mind.
Like a storybook.
Maybe one for Murky.
Absolutely.
Stormzy, you heard this.
Yeah. I'm saying this now. I could do scary voices.
You can do scary voices.
You can do sweet ones as well. Do a sweet one.
What scary voices can you do?
Oh, I can do this one. Listen to this one.
Okay.
I'll get you next time, Megatron. Next time.
Whoa.
Come with me, and I'll see where we can go, how far we can take this.
Okay.
Yeah, I got another one. I got another one.
That was scary enough. Hold on. You saying he's a Casanova? How do you? What kind of girls are you getting?
I don't get no girls.
Hey, I don't get no girls.
Don't be fooled by the facade.
Don't be fooled. Okay.
Oh, it's a double negative. It's like I don't get any girls. Oh, please go out with me.
Exactly. And the next thing you know, he's around all the girls. Just saying.
I've got a housemate. He's a bit of a Casanova.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's become a running joke. We call him Joey from Friends.
Okay.
Like literally, there's girls. Like I come into my kitchen in the morning, like, and there's just like this young girl in her knickers. I'm like,
oh wow.
Good morning. And I don't know how he does it because he's not like, you know,
he's not the Joey looking.
No, he doesn't look like Joey. You know, he's a lovely guy, but not, you know, I wouldn't be like, yeah, you get all the women. But somehow, I mean, he's got me out.
It's the gift of the gaff.
Funny gets funny.
Yeah.
Funny.
Wow.
I'm not a funny guy, so don't look at me.
Don't lie to yourself, homie. Don't lie to yourself.
You're more funny than I am.
I rebuke that once again. there's a lot of stuff I'm rebuking today.
It's like a court in here. Seriously. I object.
I deny.
But okay. All right. So that's where Casanova comes. Any of you guys have any nicknames or weird nicknames?
No, yeah, I used to be called Tyrant.
Tyrant?
this is a bit much.
I had my moments.
Good times. This is good. We've got therapy time in here. We can go through our sex addiction and anger issues.
Yes, we
Addiction. Nah, I booked that.
I heard that you wrote Usher's album. I'm just letting you know.
Which one? Confessions?
Of course.
Or 8701?
Both. Shy is just shy.
Did you ever have a shy
by nature, but don't be fooled. She's got a little bite to her. Trust me.
Oh, it's like that's like a tagline. I want a tagline.
We'll figure one out.
Okay, by the end of the show, we're going to have a tagline. So,
JJ. What can go with JJ?
JJ.
Oh, it will come.
It'll come.
You gotta let it flow.
Gotta give it a little bit of time. Oh my gosh! Right. So, let's keep going with the entertainment news, you guys. So this I saw in the news and I was like, what? So there was a slavery musical that was going to be put on for the Montreal Jazz Festival that has been cancelled due to the largely majority white cast.
Oh my god!
Laugh is genuine.
I'm like,
it's from my rib.
Sorry, I've got so many issues with this. But one, someone was like, "Let's do Slavery the Musical." Two, they were like, "Oh, there's only two black people in the cast."
How that's gonna work?
No.
It didn't. That's why it got cancelled.
Apparently, it was supposed to be more about a celebration of like
Slavery.
Not slavery. There's like slave songs and like and keeping the music alive and stuff like that. But I think they took a wrong turn again.
They took three left turns.
They took three left turns and fell over. And
I mean, it's a mistake before the mistake is even played out. You know?
Yeah.
It's just a mistake.
Wow.
Imagine the audition process for that.
Do you know what I mean?
I need you to sing some slave songs.
It's like
that's how they're gonna say it with a straight face.
To the top of part two, thank you. And it made me think because also I was driving the other day to my friend's house and I saw a big poster for Titanic the musical.
Oh no, they're doing that?
Yeah, they are. Yep, and it made me think like, okay, there are certain things that films you can do, like maybe you can do film sort of things too, but for some reason if you put musical next to something it just jars with me. Like Titanic what are you gonna sing? Oh no, we hit an iceberg. Like it's just like
that's decent.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, what? I don't know how you can sit there and clap and be like, oh, this is great. Or like, yeah, or like, can you imagine like 9/11 the musical?
They probably will. You know what, you've put it out there, but the way it's going, I wouldn't be surprised.
But there's not
would
enough
you
time.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
There's never enough time. Like, even people are like, oh, well, it was that, you know. Titanic was just 100 years ago. That's not cool. That's not cool at all.
The musical, really?
Yeah, I know. Even if they had some bangers in there.
What bangers they gonna have?
I don't know.
Too big for your boots? They're not gonna hit that.
They're not gonna hit that in the musical.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What?
The ship's made of iron. What could go
wrong? Yeah, they have to be like very descriptive.
Yeah.
That's how musical works.
Musicals are. They kind of sing what they're doing, isn't it?
It's horrible.
It's you don't like it. You're not a musical fan.
Some musicals.
I'm not a musical fan.
Chicago works.
I didn't start watching Disney until university. I didn't know what Disney was until university.
That's a big mistake. Go face the wall.
No, no. You're saying whoa, yeah, but I grew up on anime.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I didn't get mixed.
One
it didn't
of
make
those.
Yeah. We didn't want to
do. Don't worry. Take time. Take time.
So it didn't make sense to me when people were singing, "I'm going to kill him today." I'm thinking, if you're going to kill the
Wait,
guy, just kill him.
What Disney song is that?
I'm making up. I'm just making up the song because they just sing a song. Like for example,
Lion King.
Yeah.
I was thinking Lion King.
That's it. For example, like it. When Scar was singing how he's going to kill Mufasa, I thought to myself. Okay,
I think it was be prepared
yeah,
or
be prepared.
That
yeah.
is a classic.
Yeah,
that
imagine a singing about his. If you're gonna kill the guy, just do it.
Nah, you see, because you don't understand. Scott, I'm not gonna get into
this. We watch
political.
Animes, yeah.
It's
we watch
called,
animes.
It's called drama, Michael. Drama.
It's drama.
It's
Michael.
Drama. Animes too.
It's a lie. There's a lot of killing. That's what it is.
But yeah, well, actually, Lion King was the first movie ever that I ever saw at the cinema. I remember I was 4 years old and I got taken to the cinema back when I lived in Canada, and it was like a huge experience. One, like Disney in huge,
yeah.
And two, like the just yeah, like the cinema. Yeah.
Mine was The Mask.
Mine,
Jim Carrey.
I know people are gonna laugh. I genuinely don't care. Mine was The Little Mermaid. I had no choice. I had to go with my sister.
In the cinema?
Yeah, I had to watch it with my sister.
No, but it wasn't,
I'm laughing at that one.
Wasn't it really good, though?
No,
it's a good movie, I didn't have a choice. That's the main problem.
I feel sorry for you.
I didn't have a choice.
Actually, that is an amazing movie. I
watching
love that movie.
Disney for me is torturous.
Nah.
I hate musicals.
No. Disney has classics.
Oh, no. No, no, no. They're great.
That's
They're
a
great.
Strike for you, Michael.
They are great.
Face the wall, Michael.
I'm not facing no wall.
You need to face it.
Okay.
He's now facing the wall. Right, okay, we're going to go back to another song. What am I going to do? Right, so I started, I'm going to talk a little bit later about this new series called Good Girls. It's just dropped on Netflix. It's about three women who try and like rob a grocery store in America, like a kind of small Tesco's. And they're successful at it. But instead of, they think there's 30 grand in the back. When they actually get the money out of the bags, they realize there's $500,000.
Oh.
And so they weren't going to be really picked up for 30 grand, but now they're going to be chased for 30, like for $500,000.
Mm.
And then they find out that the grocery store is actually owned by like drug barons.
Oh.
So they are in so much shit. It's brilliant, and it's got some really good soundtracks. So I'm playing a couple songs from that. So this is Back in Business by Lack of Afro.
Oh yeah, we're back in business, baby. Oh yeah, we're back in business, baby. We're back in business, baby. Oh yeah.
Champagne, my brain dropping insane. Remain rocking and shaming lame brains who ain't stopping the rain. You know the name. We dropping planes for profitable gains on a regular basis. We in tropical places. We behaving this way since every product amazes. On the topic of results, we bosses. Never seen losses. You weak and crosses. Be cautious. My business is never executed sloppily. Making sure the paperwork is taken care of properly. The contract rests on the desk of mahogany. Before I sign the line, I double check the terminology. A lawyer reads it first. Accountant reads it next. I only accept them large golf course novelty checks. I finally put my name next to the X and then I get on the jet to Mexico, let's fly.
Oh yeah, we're back in business, baby.
Decisions. I put your crew in submission to ruin intentions of doing something new and original. True individual, smooth, cause I do it habitual. And after years, I became a proven official. I'm that kind of person, rhyming, cursing. I've been keeping it fresh like Tide detergent. Music is my church, I'll step inside and worship. Never conquer and divide, we unify in perfect harmony. Like a pharmacy, supplies are purchased. Put the dope out, no doubt, higher learning. Herbs in the backyard, fire burning. Light it up and rotate it like a tire turning. Never had a need for a girl who's trouble. Ask what type of butt I like, I choose bubble. Herbal tea attack and track with a quickness, it's official, we back in business.
Oh yeah, we back in business, baby. Oh yeah, we back in business, baby. Ooh, ooh. We back in business, baby. Oh yeah, we back in business, baby.
Putting it work. Good God. Putting it work. We'll be right back.
Buttons. Anyway, we're cracking on with the show. I've got my first guest in the studio, Jacob Hawley. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And these are the little studio people over there that are aware they applause to everybody.
That's
so
nice
of
them, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Just getting ready for the applause, which I'm sure you will be getting lots at Edinburgh Fringe.
Yeah, I hope so.
You're
like
heading
that.
Up north.
Heading up north, yeah.
Very, very far north. Have you done the Fringe before?
I have. I did it last year, yeah.
But
I just,
oh, okay.
But last year was like a warm-up. Like I only did 40 minutes.
You just went up and stretched a bit.
I just went up and chilled. I just went up and
lunged.
No, I didn't. I nearly had a nervous breakdown. But So last year was like a little mini show, like a little practice run, and then this year's the proper one. This is like the big deal.
This is it. This is the World Cup of Fringes.
It is the World Cup. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Last year was qualification. This is the full tournament.
Well, if England can get through. You can.
Yeah.
I'm sure. So what kind of show is like a one-man
show? One-man, yes. It's just me. It doesn't sound like much fun, to be honest with you, because it's just me talking for an hour.
Talking yourself.
Hopefully talking to people if people buy tickets. But, it's a funny show. It's a little bit political. Some of it is a little bit, not sad, but like personal. It's quite funny.
Did you write it yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, write all myself.
How do you start writing? Is it what? Is it a 40-minute show?
It's about an hour.
An hour show? Yeah, How do you even write? Like, what do you do? Do you do like little 10 minutes and squish them together?
Yeah, well, kind of, yeah. So, I mean, like, I've been doing stand-up for like 4 years now.
Okay.
So, and some of the material I've been doing for 2 years. But they would have started as like 3-minute little bits, and then they've grown and got bigger and longer. And yeah, so now.
What's your show called?
Howl. I have to really enunciate that because of my accent. I naturally say howl.
Yeah.
And you can't hear the L at the end, and people just think it's a
question.
People
can't say how. Well, I thought you said owl. Like, an owl! I was like, oh, maybe it's an hour show about birds.
Yeah, all about birds, all about birds, all about
birds. Birds of a feather.
That twist their heads around. No, it's called Howl.
Cool. Why is it called Howl? Like,
well, originally it was named after the Allen Ginsberg poem Howl. Have you read it?
I've not, in fact, either,
to be perfectly honest.
Okay, great.
But yeah, it was original.
Why did you name it after that?
Because, so, well, it's too long a poem to read, but basically it was you have to name your show a long time before the actual thing.
Oh.
So like, I had to name it in like January. And at the time I thought I was going to write this really long, funny piece of material about that poem. And then I started doing the bit of material and I thought maybe it's not going to be a very long bit of material. And then now I don't do any material.
So it's a total accident. But it could always be that, because why is it called Howl? Because you were going to howl with laughter.
Yeah. I'll take that. I'm open for suggestions. Yeah. If you've got any other suggestions about how I can make the title work.
So funny. Howl. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah,
that's
works.
The so
that works.
One
that
got,
works
actually.
For me. Whenever anyone asks me now, I'm going to say that. I'm going to say it because people howl with laughter whilst watching the show.
And so you've done stand up for 4 years. Where did you start?
In London. I started.
You're from London?
No, I'm from just outside in Stevenage.
Stevenage.
Yeah.
Stevenage.
Have you been?
I've not had the pleasure
Why
of
not?
Going to Stevenage.
Why have you not been?
I'm a Londoner and I tend to stick to London.
Where did you grow up in London?
I was born in Lewisham. So
were you really?
Yeah.
So you're from South?
Yeah.
I live in South now.
Where do you live?
Camberwell.
Oh, now I live in Peckham.
Do you?
We're just down the road from each other, mate.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah, I love it.
But no, yeah, so I'm from Stevenage. I moved to London. I went to uni in London and then I started doing stand up straight away.
And where did you do it first?
My first gig was in a club in North London called Downstairs at the King's Head.
Oh, King's Head.
Yeah, I was awful. I was really bad. I just wanted it to be Russell Brand. So I was wearing like a really tight black blazer.
Ooh.
And like tight black jeans and like a
eyeliner.
Sort of like,
yeah, eyeliner.
Not quite eyeliner, but yeah, I still look ridiculous.
Okay.
But yeah, and that was a long time ago now. But yeah.
Cool. And do you remember what your first stand-up was about?
Well, I wanted it because I wanted it to be like Russell Brand. I wanted it to be like really like controversial and talk about like big topics and stuff. So I was trying to talk about like religion and stuff like that. And it's not very me. So yeah, it didn't really suit me very well.
My things that tickle me, my funny bones is awkward situations.
Okay.
Or I'm just so interested in what happens, like when somebody falls over. Not really them falling over, but what do they do to save that?
So when people style it out,
or when someone, like, it's happened to me a lot in my life where I've gone to like shake someone's hand and they've like not seen it and turned away. Ooh. And then I've been like,
what's your go-to? Do you scratch your head? Is that your sort of way of getting out of
Now I'm like, oi mate.
Oh, so you insist if someone shakes your hand?
I'm shaking your hands up.
Okay. What if someone wants to go for a handshake but you go for a hug? How do you feel about that?
Oh, well then they just tend to cut my breasts and it's really awkward and it's just you go in there,
just,
or you
get great,
or you don't know whether you go in for a kiss
I've had
someone just sort of kiss my earlobe.
Do you like that?
Quite softly. I mean, it felt nice, but I was like, I don't know you. This is like someone's dad or something really awkward. I think there should be like maybe a lesson or something when you grow up, like how to
greet people.
How do you know? What do we do?
Yeah, absolutely. So is that your favourite thing, awkward situations?
Awkward situations, yeah. That's just really tickled
me. I've got some of them in my show.
Oh really?
I've got a lot of them in my show.
Okay, great. Are they from your own experience?
From my own experience.
Perfect.
Yeah, I love that.
They're
like the end of my show is talking about when my sister had her kid, and me and my family went and we got really drunk, and they tried to kick us out of the hospital because we were too drunk.
You were drunk in the hospital.
In the hospital, yeah.
Well, I can imagine that would be.
And we were using the gas and air. You know, like you get the gas and air out the walls. We were having a bang on that whilst my sister was next door having the kid.
And your poor sister was like, "Where's my gas and air?"
Yeah, we had it.
And you're like, "I don't know, babe. We're just looking for it."
Yeah, and they tried to kick us out of the hospital.
Well, that'll do it. I mean, yeah, has she had any more kids since then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, wow. And to be fair, the second one, the most recent one, we were very well behaved.
Okay, you learned your lesson.
We just smoked, we didn't.
Oh, okay. That's, yeah, that's way more chill. You know what I mean? Gas and air bring you up, smoking bring you down.
Yeah,
it'd be cool.
We were just hanging out.
That's crazy. I've toyed with the idea of doing stand up.
Have you really?
Yeah, because I make comedy, that's what I do. I'm a comedian and I make comedy sketches.
Okay, cool.
And like comedy shows, and but I've not done anything live.
Do you know what you would do if you were to do stand up? Do you have any ideas?
Yes, I do. I've kind of thought about it, and either awkward situations.
Okay.
I have like a serious, hilarious history of dating life. I'm terrible at it. And also, I am 70% deaf in one ear.
Okay,
and that has also brought about many funny moments.
Do you want to try some of me? Do you want to try a story on me, like some stand-up?
Some stand-up?
Yeah.
You can put me on the hot seat right now. Okay, this is my show, dude. You're putting me on the hot seat.
Just try a little bit.
Okay, I'm trying to think of like the funniest story. Okay, once there was a guy who was chasing me through an airport, and I had like headphones on, so I was just like bopping away, and then.
A guy was chasing you through an airport.
I know, right?
What?
He was trying to like flag me down, and he was like, hey. And he ran up and he finally caught up with me, and he was like, hey, I've been like shouting at you since the ticket booth. Uh-huh. He's like, well, are you deaf? And I just turned and showed him my hearing aid. I was like, yeah. And he was like, I'm so sorry, can I buy you dinner? this is really not going wrong. And I was like, yes, you can fucking buy me dinner, absolutely.
And how long have you been together now?
9 years. That's exactly, yes, Gerald. I mean, you know, bless his soul, he's dead now. But it was good. Another one was I was in bed with a lover.
Okay.
And I didn't have the hearing aid in, so it's always a bit of an odd time when you can't hear.
Do you find that men try to speak up a bit more in that situation when you're not wearing your hearing aid?
Yeah, if they're trying to like talk dirty or something, I'm like, you've got to shout!
So the neighbours can hear.
Yes, because otherwise I can't. And there was a really confusing, I mean, I need to remember exactly what he said, but he whispered something extremely dirty into my ear.
Okay.
And because I was deaf, I didn't hear it. And I thought he said, I'm only happiest when I'm with you. So he said this thing, and I turned around and was like, babe, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. And he looked at me like, what? I said,
can you say, what is the filthy thing that you said?
I can't remember, but it was something.
You can remember.
It was something about putting something somewhere.
Right.
And like his reaction, the ultimate confusion of me just being like, oh my God, I love you. He's like, whoa, she is kinky.
Yeah, genuinely.
So,
do you think you talk about sex on stage quite a lot?
I mean, I clearly have like autopiloted to that, haven't I?
Yeah. So I never talk about sex on stage.
You never, because you've never had it.
I mean, you've caught me out, but that is actually why. Yeah.
But one day you will.
One day,
and then you can add it to your show.
Yeah.
So
next year's show is all going to be about my first time.
Okay, all guys, get your tickets in. Jacob's first time.
Yeah, but this show's going to be good as well. I should say that, yeah, even though there's no sexual stories in it.
There's just political stories in this one.
Is it? Well, it's not that political. I think I might, like, I've... Some of it's political, but I think the sort of people that like my stuff don't usually like political comedy. Like, do you like political comedy?
Not really, because I don't find politics too funny at the moment.
Right, yeah,
to
exactly.
be quite frank.
Exactly, but, I think you'd like my stuff then. People who don't like political comedy usually like my stuff.
Okay, maybe you'll swing me round.
Yeah, well, hopefully if I can swing you round, I might be able to swing some listeners round.
Come on, let's do it. So if you've just listened to us, guys, we're talking about Jacob Hawley's new show called Howl. It's going to be on at Edinburgh. And have you got plans to take it anywhere else after?
Hopefully, I'd love to.
West End transfer.
Well, yeah, I mean, no, I'll definitely do it again in London. There'll definitely be some kind of London day. I don't know when or where, but it will definitely come back to London.
Oh, amazing.
And then, yeah, hopefully a few little venues around the UK as well. That'd be nice.
Absolutely, taking on tour. Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on, mate. This is brilliant. When do you go? When do you leave?
So, well, I get the train up on the 31st, but so the show starts on the 2nd. It runs all the way till the 26th, but I'm having a day off on the 13th, so don't come on the 13th.
The one day.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's good. The unlucky day.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the reason why.
Is that right? That's superstitious.
It's not Friday. It's not Friday the 13th.
Okay, that's fine then.
I was just doing what I was told with that. But yeah, so 2nd to the 26th, every day, 3:40 at the Mash House.
There it is. That was the shout out. That was nicely done. Smooth. Right. Okay. So we're going to go back to our music from the movie. So this is an old 80s banger by Toto. This is Africa. Love this tune.
My favourite song.
Absolutely. I'm just going to like twerk out the... Can you twerk to this? I don't know.
I definitely can't, but I'm sure you can.
I'm going to give it a go. Let's go.
Thank you.
James on FUBAR Radio.
I had to let every single second of that song play out, like, till there was nothing else. It's like that 80s beat. Right, guys, so we are back with the comic consultant. Woo! Back in the studio. We've just gone past the halfway point of the show. It whizzes by, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure does.
Definitely.
Time flies when you're getting having fun.
Oh, yeah, that one too. right, so let's just go back a little bit to some of the news about what's going on in the world of stuff. So, Sacha Baron Cohen is teasing a trailer of his Trump movie.
Wow.
I think he's making a Trump movie. Which, or like Trump satire. Let's have a little look into this. So the creator of Borat and Ali G has released a video on his Twitter implying that the Trump satire could be on the way. Well, I mean, he's took a part. Who was that guy that he did a video about in the Middle East? He did the film called The Dictator, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which I was like, ooh, dangerous times. But, okay. Okay, it follows the words Sasha graduates soon and the Trump University crest.
I think it could work.
Ooh. It's a bit controversial.
I think
very
it could work.
Controversial.
If I'm being honest, the dictator worked. You know, like it was. But the only problem he has right now is that we're in the PC generation where if you go a bit too left, you know, Twitter will come after you after, you know, midnight. So take time.
But then if you have a president that's left, then.
Donald Trump gets it in on Twitter. I'm letting you know that for free.
Oh, but he got gets it in. He did like a massive spelling mistake in one of his tweets. It was so funny, saying like he's like a great writer, and in that tweet he spelt poor wrong.
Oh my god.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't spell this.
I know. Poor. Spelled poor wrong. And J.K. Rowling from Harry Potter like retweeted it just with like 100. Like, somebody needs to teach you how to spell. The greatest writer in the world. And yeah, he's just like, he just keeps like putting his foot in his mouth, whatever he does.
He's a troll. That's what he is. He's a massive troll.
He is, isn't he?
He's a
massive troll. I think it should be kind of illegal for presidents and stuff to have Twitters.
Or social media.
Do you know what I mean? I just think it's all.
I think it's just him. He just.
But like, seriously, who went? I mean, I just imagine people in his like PR office must just be smashing their heads against walls like every day. Just like, oh, there's an idiot.
No, he doesn't care. I don't think he cares, and I think the team around him have got to the point where they don't care.
Like
he's just gonna have to. Yeah, boy, I would love to be part of his PR team. You're paying me for you to do nonsense like that. Okay, cool.
Paid.
I'm in.
Yeah, that's a bit crazy. But so, you know, go on Sacha Baron Cohen. We haven't seen him for a while, have we?
Because he's been ghost, but his wife is a spice.
Swear to.
Oh, yes. What was she just in? She was just in.
Unofficial.
She was just in Tag.
She was in Tag.
The movie Tag.
Oh, swear.
I'm watching that film tonight.
Apparently, heads up, it's awful.
Last film I saw him was Now You See Me.
I'm not watching it.
Now You See Me. She was in that one.
Now You See Me. Yeah. Oh, I like that film.
No, I didn't like none of them ones. No, one and two.
No, really?
No.
I love like.
Two was worse.
No, one was great.
One was good.
One was okay.
I love like illusionist films and stuff. That was
You don't
great.
Like magic?
If you like illusionists, you should know that in Homecoming, the new villain is Mysterio. Comic consultant.
Hold on. So wait, you're giving comic consultant knowledge like that?
No. That's common knowledge. That's
just slipping it in there.
It's out there. Entertainment news, you know.
It's true. It's true. Very entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you do when you slide in someone's DMs? Like, did you know?
No, I don't slide in.
Oh, he slides.
I don't slide. I move in.
Oh, he slides.
There's one time I tweet. I must DM one girl. She goes, "Oh, what are you doing?" I'm just putting furniture pictures in there, and she goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "I'm moving in."
Oh,
Casanova. You're a fool. Yeah.
Definitely. Hey, take off your durag. Show it to the world, fam.
What durag?
Huh? Say that again.
I'm not wearing a durag.
You're wearing a durag under your hat. We can all see
it. We can all see it.
There's six eyeballs here that can see that.
Okay, look. Let me show you guys.
You're going to show them on the radio.
I'll show you guys in the room right now in the studio.
Look, slip on durags.
Look at my hair.
Oh, your hair looking mighty flat right now. I love that. Crazy nice. Waves.
Helmet nice. Hair.
Crazy
See,
waves.
No one's addressing this for all the superheroes. They're going to have some crazy helmet hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He didn't even bring any shield today. Mad disrespectful.
Do you just carry a shield around?
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah. My favorite shield. I use it as a frisbee sometimes. Those like me, you know.
I had an error at Comic-Con this year. I bought a real weapon.
Oh, you went to Comic-Con and brought a real weapon?
Yeah, I didn't realise.
Have
that
you
that
lost your mind?
I didn't realise. I had bought a weapon to Comic-Con before.
What was you dressed as?
Harlequin, and I bought a real baseball bat. but it took me ages to make. I sanded that thing down and painted it and hand wrote every single thing on there.
That's not her fault.
I didn't realize.
You should have asked me. I could have gave you a lot of advice and counsel on that.
Well, I didn't know you.
Now you do.
And now I do.
I'm going to next Comic Con dressed as the Red Ranger.
Okay.
Yeah, from Power Rangers SPD.
Nobody knows that. Explain.
Yeah, you lost me after Power Rangers because I knew Power. I was like, yeah, no, I don't know.
Well, I just explained Power Rangers SPD. There's so many different alternatives.
What's SPD?
Basically, it's a spell state. It's Space Patrol Delta Rangers.
There you go.
Space Patrol. Oh.
Space Patrol Delta Rangers.
Okay.
Yeah, Power Rangers SPD.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Power Ranger?
Mighty Morphin.
Yeah, it's definitely
I'm in color, but
it's the black
color. Okay.
Black and green.
Black and green. Yeah, okay.
Mine's Lord Drakkon.
He's not a Power Ranger.
Yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is.
He's not one of the five. I'm talking about the five.
The originals?
The five. It's black. Mastodon.
What's your one, Cher?
Ooh, red.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You went for Jason?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
special.
I like
yellow, but I'll be the yellow Power Ranger.
Yellow?
She
was spicy. Jason. I'm not going to
lie. Yellow is my favorite color.
Yeah.
She was spicy.
Okay.
Was yours yellow?
Mine was black, but then obviously when Tommy came with the green.
Oh my gosh, when Green Ranger came in.
Relax yourself. Breathe.
Breathing.
I love the fact that like it was all voice dubbed and like in the old series, and everyone was just, they were like over animated. Everyone's just like, to say, like, look over there. It's like. I was on radio. You guys can't
see what you're doing.
I basically was acting like Power Ranger. For the pleasure of radio. Right, so Netflix is teasing this like new, more expensive ultra service where basically you can pay more and you can get it stuff in HD, and you can have up to 4 screens at a time. But this isn't new, because I
got that currently at the moment.
I secretly updated my dad's to the family Netflix thing, so we have it over 4 screens at a time.
Okay.
Sorry, Dad, if you're listening, that's why it's gone up. but I was just like, because I cipher my Netflix off my parents.
Yeah.
I don't actually have an account because there's like only 5 and there's 6 in the family, so I just corrupt other people's thing. And they're like, why am I watching Legally Blonde? My dad must be so confused. But so that thing has been around for a while, but apparently, I don't know, you get to go up to HD. Is it not in HD?
I thought it was in HD.
That's what in HD.
Maybe 4K, maybe. I don't know. But
7K.
HD. Well, Ultra HD, Ultra HD is basically...
29 screens.
It's basically like you're going on to 4K, but I ain't trying to watch nothing in 4K. I'm happy. I'm happy watching it in just general HD.
Mm-hmm.
They're just trying to cipher me for an extra £2.99. Forget that.
Not the extra. As anyone else, do you guys have Netflix? What are your other favourite platforms to watch stuff on?
Crunchyroll.
The what?
It's an anime based type of. It's like Netflix, but for anime.
Okay.
Oh, I swear.
Anime, Netflix. Anime.
What's your one, Cher?
I do like a bit of Amazon.
Amazon
Prime.
I've recently gone down to Now TV.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is good. So I'm actually liking Now TV. I did the movies and Entertainment Pass, and I'm a subscriber to Disney Life, which is like the Disney Netflix.
No, mine is actually Now TV as well.
Now TV.
Yeah, I got the Entertainment Pass.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. There's like some good stuff on there. I still need to catch up on Westworld. This is a little bit of a thinker. Have you guys?
I feel like it's gonna just take forever for me to get into.
It
looks good, but I just don't feel like I'm gonna sit there and be invested.
Well, you really, it is good, but I found like Westworld. I used to watch it with my friend, and I didn't really like watching Westworld on my own, because you know when something really good happens and you turn, and you're like, oh, this is so I'm alone. maybe that's why I haven't watched the second series quite so avidly. But cool. Okay, so hold on. The producers have put in some things. Netflix Premium already lets subscribers stream on 4 screens. This is adding an ultra tier, which is HDR and 4K. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not as much.
It's all about the look.
I actually don't like 4K. I'm not a 4K fan.
Don't say that too loud.
I'm a big fan of 4K.
No. As an actress, I don't want this on 4K. Right. Every single porn.
I need this on 4K.
Also, don't you find that when you watch a film in 4K, it removes like the cinematic quality of it, and it starts to look like behind the scenes footage? Yeah. I've watched my friend's TV was like 4K, and I watched some of the Harry Potters and stuff, and I was like, whoa, you've lost like the cinematic.
Yeah.
I think because the Harry Potters weren't shot in 4K. If it's shot in 4K, then it might hold its like hold its strength. But you are right. Any old movie on a 4K TV, it just looks like, does not work.
It doesn't look right, and I'm like, you're ruining it, Jumanji. No. cool. Okay. So Siri had a massive error last year, and if you said how old is Stan Lee, she said, oh, he died.
Don't say that again.
On the 2nd of July. But apparently Siri has now been corrected and the glitch is gone and Stan Lee is 95 years old and alive.
He's 95.
As of today at 4:46. So, yeah. Imagine Siri just like, sorry, you're dead.
Yeah, that's not nice.
Does anyone actually use Siri?
I barely use it.
Occasionally.
Because he's Casanova.
Do you use any of those... talk to technological devices?
Yeah, I say like, oh, set the alarm clock for this time, or set a timer.
You got
this,
it? What is it? A Google Home, Alexa? What do you use?
Oh no! I use Siri. That's
Siri.
It.
Oh, yeah. I got a Google Home, and I got to admit, like, I've been converted to it, and it is great. Especially if you live alone or like, you know, you don't share.
So you talk to your machine. Oh, for by sure. Yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you got to talk to that. You can play games with that. It.
You play.
You're like, hey Google, let's play a game.
Yeah, I was
and you can have like quizzes.
Okay.
It's
was you your only child?
No, I'm the oldest of four.
That makes sense. No, well, I'm the oldest of four too.
Oh snap! How many? Well, I mean, how many?
I got four, obviously. But two brothers, one sister.
Snap!
What?
Two brothers, one sister.
Oh wow!
Hey, yo, Casanova is infiltrating your life right now. Don't be fooled by this, you know. I'm just you know.
I said what I said first.
Yeah, exactly. He wasn't copying me.
Exactly.
What I'm saying is he's cash for a reason, isn't it? That's what I'm saying.
Yo. Inception in the brain.
Now, what? So Siri, what, you guys just be commanding your TV?
No. TV off. No, I don't come out. No. I don't talk to Siri through my TV. No. My friend, let's get this corrected. I talk to my phone. That set an alarm clock, set a timer, play music.
You talk to your phone. What? That's the same as talking to a. But
what kind of music you tell them to play?
That was a setup. That was a straight setup.
He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing.
It's genuine because it's from the rib. That's where it is.
Are you brave enough to play whatever last song you were playing on your Spotify out loud?
God.
Should we do this? Should we all do? Oh, I haven't got my phone next to me.
Okay,
I know what my one is. So.
I got my phone.
What was the last song that you played?
You don't want to hear it.
You're going to play it?
It's a bit soft.
A bit.
Okay,
I'm gonna play it now, yeah.
Play. What is this song? Play it into the microphone. What is it?
You won't be able to hear it.
What is this?
Let me see if I can guess this.
You're not gonna guess it.
I can't guess it.
I can't guess it either.
It's Ravin Elaine.
What?
The song's called Venezuela Trains.
Oh no.
Oh.
I do remember it though.
And that was what your like running from work song was.
No. That was just my Michael time.
Casanova time, you mean.
Shut up.
Me and Romeo are not friends.
It sounds like Mario.
Oh no.
It's a long start.
The song that I was last playing on my phone that I played all the way on the commute, and it was also from that series Good Girls Netflix.
Cool.
It's a French song. I'm loving it. So we're just going to play the last song that I was playing. And I've actually got it on my computer so I can hear it properly. Here we go. 60.
Laisse tomber les filles, laisse tomber. pleurera. Non, pour te plaindre, il n'y aura personne d'autre que toi. Personne d'autre que toi. Alors tu te rappelleras tout ce que je te dis là. Tout ce que je te dis là.
And that just stopped. Okay, that wasn't even me. Cool. Well, that was that song. Right, so in that song, we were having a quick chat about beard or no beard.
Yeah,
what indeed. Do we think? And we were voting around the table. I said definitely beards. I'm a fan of beards.
It's unanimous.
Yeah. Beard. We all vote beard. Yeah. Beards are cool. Beards are trendy. Beards are hipster.
Oh, I can't grow one anyway.
They're natural.
Comes out patchy on my face.
What, like ludicrous?
Nah, worse.
Really?
Worse. Dalmatian.
Dalmatian beard.
Yeah, exactly.
Just make it work.
How can you make that work?
Magic marker.
Comb it.
Okay. Just Sharpie that thing in.
Sharpie.
Or rub some, I don't know, lamb's blood or something like that. I don't know, something.
Classic herbal remedies.
Is that what you
blood.
Use, yeah?
Something.
Is that what you use, yeah?
You might need that. Yeah, I don't wow. need that. I'm good, B.
Is that what, yeah, you must have. He used it. Look.
Yeah, tons of it.
I must have used it.
Like, wow.
Like you said.
Isn't
it? Grew overnight.
Yeah, if you're lamb's blood.
Say it. It might work. You never
it might
know.
Work. I always thought you were going to go for like borrow lamb's hair. Like lamb's wool would make sense.
Yeah. No, because it will stick to his skin. Okay. It's too sweet.
Right, so you guys are from The Comic Consultant. So where can people find you?
They can find us on Facebook. I've got a Facebook page called Comic Consultant. So you can find us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Comic Consult.
Correct.
Okay.
And yeah,
that's pretty much
yeah,
it. Yeah.
Okay, Michael, tell us what Comic Consultant
yeah,
is.
Let them yeah. know.
Well, basically, I'm the Comic Consultant, and I'm your guide through the comic verse.
So you're like the guru of... So we can ask questions?
Apparently so, yeah.
And, okay. And what's the best comic?
What's the best comic? It depends. It varies. At the moment, I would recommend Boom Studios' Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
We're loving the Power Rangers
and
today.
And Sabian's Go-Go Power Rangers from Boom Studios as well. That is a good run. That's where Lord Drakon is.
Did most people look at comics online now, like digital comics? Or do you still get them in print?
You can get them in print. There's various comic book stores in...
Because I like paper. I like feeling the paper,
okay, then,
smelling
so
the paper.
In central London, there's about 3 comic book stores. There's Gosh Comics, there's Forbidden Planet, and also, last but not means least, Orbital Comics. In Camden, there's Mega City Comics. In Croydon, there is A Place in Space and Forbidden Planet there as well.
Cool.
Yeah, also in somewhere in the east, somewhere in East London, I think it's in Wolverstone, there's Krypton Comics there. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say there's someone's house, so it's just
no,
got
no, no,
a lot
no.
of
well,
comics
it's close
that you can
to
go
someone's
to.
House, but yeah. yeah.
And
but
you can just borrow the comics from
but
this
if you
want
to read it, if you want to read it digitally, you can go to Comixology or the particular mm-hmm. publisher's app as well.
Do you guys have a YouTube as well?
We do
actually.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
What's your favorite social media platform to make content for?
Facebook.
Yeah,
for me right now it's Facebook. It started off as YouTube, but they went left, didn't it? I'm controversial like that, so I'll say it. They
so
went
you
left.
Guys, yeah, well, you guys are going to the blue team.
Yeah, they can reach. Well, basically, yeah, favorite is Facebook / Instagram. Mm-hmm. They can reach us on all platforms, actually. They can reach us on Facebook mainly, and also converse with us in Twitter. Not Twitter. Yeah, Twitter too, but also Instagram. Yeah. Definitely Instagram
yeah.
as well.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys are Facebookians. Like yeah. Facebookers.
Is that a word?
We're trying to be like
you coining
you.
That?
Maybe.
We're trying to reach a million.
Yeah, we're trying to reach a million like you. I heard you got mad numbers, so we're trying to hit that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I've got quite a few. Facebook is a bit of a different one because it used to be the platform for getting lots of viral videos, and now mm-hmm. it is 10 times harder. So absolute shout out to anyone who's still making content for Facebook or any kind of platform, really, because you've got to really have the passion in it because the views aren't as easy to get now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is really cool that you guys are still like... Yeah, we're gonna do that.
Well,
yeah,
we've made the switch from red to blue. So.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's kind of funny because it's working out. Our content's more long form, and I think that's where Facebook is going anyway. So we're kind of walking into there.
So
are
you guys
category.
All on camera?
No, it's nah. me. I'm the face of it. They're behind the scenes. I'm the person that's the face of it, that has the knowledge, the know-how. I don't talk about comic books alone. I talk about TV shows, films that are comic book related,
okay.
even anime as well.
Right. Well, I thought I would test you guys just really quickly. I've got a couple of Marvel theme tunes.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to see if you can get them. So I'm going to play a few seconds from the theme tune.
Okay.
And then this you guys... You, so shout out...
No pressure, yeah? Okay, cool.
Shout out if you think you know it.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. So that should be playing. Okay, here we go.
Thor Ragnarok.
Yes! Well done.
Yo, that's a real comic consultant.
Okay, well done. Thor Ragnarok. Okay, all right. Number two is coming up. We've got to wait for the song to finish. Okay, here we go. Number two.
That sounds like Avengers.
No. Iron Man.
You got that. It is. Yeah. Oh, it's Iron Man.
Are you on fire right now?
Oh my god.
Let them know.
Seriously.
What you want.
Okay. Right, we gotta wrap it up. But can you get the third and final theme tune?
You're gonna be free for free, Michael. I believe in you.
Oh, Ant Man.
Yes.
Bombaye!
Oh, thanks, y'all.
Anytime, yeah. Obviously, you know what time it is. Over the top.
Guys, I wish I literally had 24 of those, so you guys have actually got out of having to go through 24 theme songs. But guys, it's been great. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Definitely get you guys back in again.
Thank you.
And we're going to make some stuff. Right, I'm going to leave the music this week with, it's got to be Drake, because obviously he just dropped everything on the internet right this week, and Michael Jackson, the ghost of.
Interesting.
So, yeah, we're going to play Don't Matter to Me. Have a fantastic weekend. I'll see you guys next week on Back Row and Chill.
Jeopardize both our reputations.